gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information coming out of Lansing, candidates announcing things coming out of Washington, D.C. President Donald Trump this afternoon is going to be giving a press conference talking about AI, artificial intelligence, how America is going to absolutely dominate and be number one in the world in the implementation, production, capability of this type of technology. Many people are saying that employees, actual workers, will be replaced due to this technology. Well, Donald Trump and his administration believes that that's not going to be the case. They are claiming that even more jobs are going to be made available with less strain on the worker, that our lives will actually improve as a result of using this technology. So it's going to be pretty interesting to hear what he has to say this afternoon. We'll report on it tomorrow. Also, very interesting, big, huge announcement this morning. Trump administration has entered into a trade agreement with Japan. That trade deal requires $550 billion investment from Japan into the United States. They also are going to be tariffed on their products coming into the United States at 15%, not the original threatened 25%. Now, they're going to put tariffs on our products going into Japan at only 10%, and they agreed to open up their markets. This is a huge, huge deal. With Japan allowing our vehicles, our agriculture, our farmers, manufacturing companies are going to have now access to the Japanese market like they've never had before. This is going to absolutely blow up manufacturing in the United States. Farmers are going to be now able to sell their goods into Japan. So this deal in itself, Japan, is now a precursor to South Korea. Another deal that's waiting to be made. Well, Japan's model could be the model they use for South Korea. With all this money pouring into the United States, infrastructure, money coming into the U.S. Treasury to basically slow down the debt. This is a win-win-win-win situation across the board. Everybody makes out. Trump announced yesterday a trade deal with the Philippines. These countries are just coming in one after another before the August 1st deadline. President Trump on Friday is going to Great Britain to meet with the Prime Minister there, finalize their deal. It's going to be amazing what is happening in this country. The golden age of America is coming. Interest rates, fuel prices, we got all of it today. Dr. Jeff's going to be in the house. Text me questions for him. Sioux Animal Hospital. Dr. Jeff will be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual, joining us in this segment is Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital. If you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, text them to me at 231-360-5140, and we'll be sure to get him in hopefully before the end of the interview. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
What the heck did you do to your knee?
Well, it's probably years of a little bit of years of being a cowboy. I kind of wore it away, and then I was working on a horse 2 weeks ago or something like that, and on the ground too. So it wasn't like anything saddle or anything like that. And yeah, wound up twisting it and popped the meniscus the rest of the way and tore a muscle at the same time. So that was fun.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So that's going to require some surgery.
Yeah, went and got the MRI done. And, yeah, I've got a couple tears, what they call the meniscus. And what this is two little pads of cartilage that sit between your femur and your tibia. Fortunately, the ACL ligament's not torn, so there's no instability. So that's good. But when you walk, I get a little click. So if you walk and bend, you know, you get sometimes people get like a little pop or click in your knee.
Sure.
It's probably a little bit of a... you know, of a meniscal damage on that. So
interesting.
Yep. So next Friday, week from tomorrow, go in and get it scoped. So
good. Now yep. you mentioned in the text message to me that you're actually using some laser light deep tissue therapy on it to help reduce the inflammation and the pain.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm back to now where I can walk on it. I mean, it's a little sore, but it's not, you know, anywhere near. I mean, before I was on a crutch.
Whoa.
And so using that light, the laser, and also using it on my calf, which was the torn muscle area. And if anybody's ever torn muscle, that's one of the most painful things that you can do.
Sure.
And yeah, so I'm back to, well, 90% functionality. I won't say I'm back 100%, but yeah, just using that puts me in the best. Of course, then I'm planning on using it post-op too to speed the healing. So
sure,
yeah, every day and every way, life is more and more like Star Trek.
Absolutely. Now, are you in using your laser the way you do it there at the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Yeah,
for human. Like for Dr. Gary's machine, Stacy has the dual laser lights on her machine programmed different wavelengths. Do you have the same capability on your equipment?
Yeah, but I don't have honestly, I think the equipment's probably the exact same equipment. They just changed the software in it. So mine, I'm set up for obviously, you know, dogs, cats, and horses. You know, and whatever, but you can, there's also an option where I can go in and manually set the settings.
Oh, so, yeah.
And I have, and actually I do have a human protocol book that I found that I just have to go through and I just have to manually, so like her machine, she can go in knee, person, da, 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 and it'll
right.
do it automatically. I just have to go in manually and do it.
And manually input it. I got it. Yeah. Because I believe she runs the dual lights on me when she did my lower back last Friday. Yep. I think it's like 805 and 880, but two different lights doing two different things. So
yeah,
pretty interesting technology. Now you say too, and you've discussed this in the past, a lot of human medicine comes from the veterinarian world and vice versa. But this is something that, you know, you don't have any concerns, worries about, even though you say you've been using this laser technology on dogs, cats, animals, horses, cows, everything for years. This is basically same technology, just for human application.
Yeah, yep. Pretty much what they do is they put different software on it, slap a different label on it, and probably charge you three times as much. So.
Right, exactly.
But,
One of the things that is also interesting in this process is with you doing this before the surgery, you're going to actually reduce the inflammation, the swelling, so that the doctor can get in there and scope it. This is going to be a scope incision. You're not actually going to have the knee laced wide open.
No, this should be just arthroscopy, just be able to go in because there's just a few pieces of tissue. He's just got to clean up a little bit. Even now, I'm even kind of, because it doesn't hurt now. I'm like, oh, you know, well, maybe I might skip it. But then I'm thinking like, nah, at some point that's going to tear the rest of the way. I might as well get it, you know. Get it taken care of now. So.
Yep, absolutely. And
it's just the irony that I fix these things all the time.
Right.
Pogs. So yeah. Now I got to have it done. So.
You got to have it done. And you're not about to operate on yourself. So that's a good thing. Well, you know, it's like what the doctor said to me when I had truck driver syndrome, left hip, right shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
My guy said, you know, I could write a book about you former truck drivers. And he said, get the hip done while you're younger.
Yeah.
Because it gives you the ability to recover so much quicker and easier. So, yeah, if you're going to have something going on with that knee, you need to take care of it as soon as possible. So,
yeah.
Good. Hey, let me ask you this question, too. I got a text message. Person's asking, again, our famous neutering and spaying question. We got a new puppy in the world, and it's a beagle mix, and a little girl, she's 6 months right now. When do you advise for them to fix this cute little beagle?
So, you know, like I say, it kind of depends on the size of the dog or how big the adult size of the dog is going to be. A beagle, yeah, you can start now. Anytime forward would be fine for a beagle.
Okay.
If we were dealing with a dog like a like a Great Dane or something like that, and I'd be no, because there's still a lot of that growth curve left. No, we need to push this out until they're at least a year, probably more like 18 months actually for those big giant breed dogs, you know, like Shepherds and Danes and big dogs like that.
So, right. Okay, yep. Very good. Officer Rick, he had his little buddy Frank passed away last week.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so we Vicky actually sat down and made a card out for him, and we sent him a card, and he acknowledged he got it and was thankful. But, you know, this happens in your clinic a lot, and this is something you have to deal with on a regular basis. How do you... You know, try not to get emotionally attached to these patients of yours. They're animals. When it does happen, how do you normally deal with it?
Well, I mean, a lot of it's you know, and it's not to say that some of them don't, you know, get it. A lot of them, as we look at it, we understand, you know, it's time. Okay. It's the animal's suffering. We can relieve the suffering. There's nothing else I can do.
Right.
And like I tell people, that's the number one question I get is people like, you know, do I need to put them to sleep? When do I need to do this? And that is the most common question we get, and it's also the hardest question we get because there are so many variables that go into that decision, even including stuff at home that I don't know about. All I can do is advise you medically. And there used to be a time when I could say, hey, there's nothing more we can do. Well,
right.
Now with advances in medicine – now it's not can we do a thing, but it's almost like, well, should we do a thing? You know?
Okay.
You know, I like to tell people, I don't care what I do or how much money you spend. I can't make them any younger.
Yeah.
So we have to add into that. You have to, what's the household situation like? What's the home situation? Can the dog get up and move? What are the willingness of the clients to do things? You know, I mean, there's the ability of the clients to do stuff. And I mean, and very, very, very rarely will I ever say, no, there's a better option. And it's usually for behavioral stuff. And even then, it's very, well, that's kind of how I wound up with Cowboy, because he got brought in because he was fighting with the other dogs. You got two big, this elderly gentleman had these two big male shepherds, and
sure,
it's hard enough to break up a dog fight, much less between two 100 pound dingbats. And I knew Cowboy because I'd taken care of him since he was a puppy. And I'm like, that don't make sense for this dog. He's not that bad a dog, you know?
Sure.
And so I'm like, you know what? I don't like, you know, make the client, well, you got to take them home and do this and this. I mean, obviously where they're at, it's not working. I tell people it's not a bad dog. It's not a bad owner. It's a bad match. And there's probably been about a handful of times that I'm, you know, like, well, we'll take the dog. Now, not that we do this all the time. It's very, very selective, you know, times that I'll do this.
Sure.
And it's always been in dogs that I already have a long history that I know the dog pretty well already. So I can tell that, yeah, something's not adding up. But other than that, I tell people there's one thing to think about, or two things, is that you know, animals do not fear death. Animals fear pain and suffering, but they don't fear death.
Mm.
And My mentor vet said there's two times to euthanize an animal, too soon and too late. And it's better to do it too soon, because we've seen it, especially being in here, I've seen it where they've done it too late. So,
got it.
I
got a follow-up text message on that point. Wanted to know if you provide the service of coming to their home and putting the animal to sleep at their home so the dog could pass away there. Is that an option? Is that something you guys can do for folks?
We did do it in the past. It depends on schedule, obviously. Now that we've got a little bit more doctors, hopefully, you know, we've done that before.
Okay.
It's basically like a farm call. It's kind of how I run them. I run them during the farm call days.
Okay.
So that is something that we have done before, especially okay. If you get, you know, big dogs can't walk, elderly clients, you know,
right,
you know,
not so. Able to pick the large animal up, yeah. And get them into your into the hospital there, so
yep.
That's
yep.
The way to do it. Okay, very yep. Good. Let's see, any other? No, I think that's it for that. Okay, good. And then lastly, it's summertime. Is yep. There anything happening in the office, in the practice you're seeing that, like, any outbreak or of anything happening? Or how are we doing on ticks and fleas and all that kind
ticks,
of stuff?
Ticks seem to be backing off a little bit. Haven't seen the fleas pick up. But right now, everybody's knocking hay down. So we're starting to see a spike in itchy dogs. Because now
itchy
all that
dogs.
Pollen's, yeah, because all that pollen gets in the air. And
oh, yeah.
It's supposed to rain today too, so I hope they get their hay up.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
it's supposed to storm tonight, but it has been a little more humid. It's really when it's really dry, which is good for making hay. Dry and windy is good for making hay. Bad for allergies because all that dust and everything just goes right up in the atmosphere, and all of a sudden we get these whole spate of itchy dogs coming in.
Yep, yep. And we got now also have all that. Kind of yellow green dust all over yep. The vehicles as well. So.
Like I tell people, love is in the air.
Love is in the air. Absolutely.
Yep.
Great, great, great. Well, listen, you'll be able to be with us next Wednesday. If you have any questions
yeah.
For Dr.
Yep.
Jeff, we'll be able to ask him. And then he's having his surgery on Thursday. So we will be yep. Sending prayers, make sure everything goes good for that.
Thank you.
And one last thing I wanted to ask you too, real quick.
Sure.
The hours are still the same for the summer, correct?
Yep.
Okay,
so 8 to 5.
Yep. 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Yep.
Well, one thing I'd like you guys to do, if you would, is to put this phone number into your phone. If you have any friends or family or anybody saying that they'd like a second opinion or have Jeff take a look at their animals, give them a call at 906-635-5910. Again, up in Sioux St. Marie, Sioux Animal Hospital, 906 area code 635-5910. Please store that in your phone. Don't be calling me on Saturday morning asking me for Dr. Jeff's number. I greatly appreciate you doing that. So, all right, Jeff. Well, listen,
okay.
You take care. Don't push the knee this week. Let's get that inflammation down, buddy. So,
yep.
All right, man. Very good. We'll talk to you next
all
Wednesday.
Right, talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye. Finally, our news break is coming up. We got a couple of text messages coming in as well. We'll get to all that on the other side. Short break. Hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, Michigan.